The University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria is currently surveying residents in vulnerable populations to learn the reasons why they may be hesitant to receive a COVID-19 vaccine.
If we find out what the reasons are, then we can work on modifying those factors and get as many people vaccinated as possible.
That's Dr. Abir Amajali, an infectious diseases physician assisting in the survey. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, February 11th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The large encampment of people experiencing homelessness living under the Murray Baker Bridge made headlines last year. Now, Phoenix Community Development Services has secured permanent shelters for 12 of them. WCBU student reporter Jordan Mead has more.
12 of the 20 people experiencing homelessness who were living under the Murray Baker Bridge are now in new permanent housing. That's thanks to the efforts of the Home for All Continuum of Care and Phoenix Community Development Services. In addition to the 12 individuals now in permanent housing, one more is in the process of signing a lease. Phoenix is working to find permanent housing for every individual residing under the bridge because the situation has become especially unsafe given the low temperatures. Since last year, Phoenix Community Development Services has housed 430 people.
We are really, really proud of our success rate. Consistently, 97-98% of the people that we place into permanent housing remain in permanent housing for the long term and don't return to homelessness.
That was Kristen Birchtold, Director of Development for Phoenix Community Development Services. She says that Phoenix Community Development Services provides long-term support, ensures that relocated citizens have household goods to live independently and be successful.
We firmly believe that access to safe, decent, affordable housing is a basic human right. It isn't something that it should be just for the privileged. It should be accessible to everybody in our community.
Mental health services, employment assistance with Goodwill, substance abuse services, shelters, and several meal-providing organizations also partner with Phoenix Community Development Services to assist this vulnerable population.
We're able to provide some financial assistance to get folks on their feet. We help folks through the housing application process, identifying housing, kind of all of those steps to get them housed.
The Phoenix Community Development Services, furthermore, is implementing several plans to support the homeless population. I'm Jordan Mead.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. At the current pace of COVID-19 vaccinations, Peoria County is looking to complete the 1B wave in around 2 months. That's according to Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson, who notes 1B is one of the largest waves. The county currently receives about 8,000 vaccines a month. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Surging overall demand for the COVID-19 vaccine may mask hesitancy among certain populations, particularly among people of color. That's why Dr. Abir Amajali, an infectious diseases physician at the University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria, is coordinating a survey in Peoria County to find and hopefully address the concerns that may make some people think twice before rolling up their sleeve.
We are realizing that there are certain patient populations that seem more hesitant to receive the vaccine than others. And the trend has repeatedly been that it's underserved populations or populations that have poor access to health and populations of people of color. And we are especially worried about that because, you know, as per what I've been seeing at the hospital with our COVID infections, some of the poorest outcomes are also coming from populations of people of color. And I mean, it's no surprise it is because of that poor access to health and many other healthcare disparities that are already in place. This survey has already been done in Chicago, and we wanted to mirror the same thing here to find out which populations are hesitant to receive the vaccine. So we wanted to have the survey done here to make sure which patient populations are especially hesitant here in Peoria to get the vaccine. and the reasons behind that, because, you know, we make a lot of assumptions in medicine, and especially with everything going on, a lot of assumptions are being made as to why some people may or may not want to get the vaccine. But I think we need to go to the source and ask people, what is the main reason you are hesitant to get the vaccine? And if it's a modifiable factor that we can work on and actually help people change, then that's really the hope. If we find out what the reasons are, then we can work on modifying those factors and get as many people vaccinated as possible.
So tell me how you actually conduct the survey. Is this phone, internet, door-to-door? How are you actually reaching out to people in the middle of this pandemic?
So I know a lot of it is going to be electronic. So they're going to be emailing people, and they're going to be able to answer the surveys and send it back electronically. But there's also been talk that you can't reach everyone electronically, right? So there has been talk of just door-to-door delivering of surveys and having people fill them out, reaching out to community centers, churches, places where people might still be frequenting and going, and handing out those surveys and getting as many filled out as possible. So it's really kind of multifaceted, but I think the main way is going to be electronically.
You talked a little bit about those action steps of if there's something that we can talk to somebody about and help them feel more comfortable with it. So, I mean, what actions do you take as a result of whatever results you get with the survey?
This is where the survey is going to be really helpful, because I don't think there's one answer to everyone's hesitancy. Each person probably has a different reason they're hesitant, and the survey really addresses that pretty nicely with the questions that are on there in terms of, you know, why are you hesitant? So I think it's going to be very individualized depending on what each cluster of people or what each individual gives us as a cause for their hesitancy to get the vaccine. I think the most efficient way is probably going to be talk to your doctor or healthcare provider, right? Because hopefully if people, you know, have trust in their doctors or healthcare providers, and the answer is, you know, science related or science based, then that can be very easily cleared by their healthcare provider or doctor. That's really the reason for the survey, is that, you know, are we forgetting about some common reasons that people might have and trying to find creative ways of addressing those doubts?
Was there really anything else you wanted people to know about this survey effort?
This is what I, you know, want to tell people, is that, you know, you're heard. So if you have concerns, don't dismiss this survey. Fill it out. Let us know what your specific concerns are so we can address them. And I think, you know, that's the main message we'd like to get out there, is that there's no ulterior motive. We all want to get back to hopefully, you know, a more normal state and kind of get over this this terrible year that we've all had.
And that's Dr. Abir Almajali's interview with WCBU's Tim Shelley on UICOMP's Peoria County Vaccine Hesitancy Survey. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.